Psalms chapter 31. Bedinquorum. The second penitential psalm. 31:1. To David himself. Understanding. Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven, and whose sins are covered. 31:2. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord hath not imputed sin, and in whose spirit there is no guile. 31:3. Because I were silent my bones grew old, whilst I cried out all the day long. Because I were silent, etc. That is, whilst I kept silence, by concealing, or refusing to confess my sins, my hand was heavy upon me, etc. 31:4. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. I am turned in my anguish, whilst a thorn is fastened. I am turned, etc. That is, I turn and roll about in my bed to seek for ease in my pain whilst the thorn of thy justice pierces my flesh, and sticks fast in me. Or, I am turned. That is, I am converted to thee, my God, by being brought to a better understanding by thy chastisements. In the Hebrew it is, my moisture is turned into the droughts of the summer. 31:5. I have acknowledged my sin to thee, and my injustice I have not concealed. I said I will confess against myself my injustice to thee, Lord, and thou hast forgiven the wickedness of my sin. 31:6. For this shall everyone that is holy pray to thee in a seasonable time, and yet in a flood of many waters, they shall not come nigh unto him. 31:7. Thou art my refuge from the trouble which hath encompassed me. My joy, deliver me from them that surround me. 31:8. I will give thee understanding, and I will instruct thee in this way, in which thou shalt go. I will fix my eyes upon thee. 31:9. Do not become like the horse and the mule, who have no understanding. With bit and bridle bind fast their jaws, who come not near unto thee. 31:10. Many are the scourges of the sinner, but mercy shall encompass him that hopeth in the Lord. 31:11. Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, ye just, and glory, all ye right of heart. Psalms chapter 32. Exaltate, justy. An exhortation to praise God, and to trust in Him. 32:1. A psalm for David. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye just. Praise becometh the upright. 32:2. Give praise to the Lord on the harp. Sing to Him with the psaltery, the instrument of 10 strings. 32:3. Sing to Him a new canticle. Sing well unto Him with a loud noise. 32:4. For the word of the Lord is right, and all His works are done with faithfulness. 32:5. He loveth mercy and judgment. The earth is full of the mercy of the Lord. 32:6. By the word of the Lord the heavens were established, and all the power of them by the spirit of His mouth. 32:7. Gathering together the waters of the sea, as in a vessel, laying up the depths and storehouses. 32:8. Let all the earth fear the Lord, and let all the inhabitants of the world be in awe of Him. 32:9. For He spoke and they were made. He commanded and they were created. 32:10. The Lord bringeth to naught the counsels of nations, and He rejecteth the devices of people, and casteth away the counsels of princes. 32:11. But the counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of His heart to all generations. 32:12. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom He hath chosen for His inheritance. 32:13. The Lord hath looked from heaven. He hath beheld all the sons of men. 32:14. From His habitation which He hath prepared, He hath looked upon all that dwell on the earth. 32:15. He who hath made the hearts of every one of them, who understandeth all their works. 32:16. The king is not saved by a great army, nor shall the giant be saved by his own great strength. 32:17. Vain is the horse for safety, neither shall he be saved by the abundance of his strength. 32:18. Behold, the eyes of the Lord are on them that fear him, and on them that hope in his mercy. 32:19. To deliver their souls from death, and feed them in famine. 32:20. Our soul waiteth for the Lord, for he is our helper and protector. 32:21. For in him our heart shall rejoice, and in his holy name we have trusted. 32:22. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us, as we have hoped in thee. Psalms chapter 33. Benedicam Dominum. An exhortation to the praise and service of God. 33:1. For David, when he changed his countenance before Achimelech, who dismissed him, and he went his way, 1 Kings 21:33, 2. I will bless the Lord at all times, his praise shall be always in my mouth. 33:3. In the Lord shall my soul be praised. Let the meek hear and rejoice. 33:4. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us extol his name together. 33:5. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and he delivered me from all my troubles. 33:6. Come ye to him and be enlightened, and your faces shall not be confounded. 33:7. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. 33:8. The angel of the Lord shall encamp round about them that fear him, and shall deliver them. 33:9. O taste, and see that the Lord is sweet. Blessed is the man that hopeth in him. 33:10. Fear the Lord, all ye his saints. For there is no want to them that fear him. 33:11. The rich have wanted, and have suffered hunger. But they that seek the Lord shall not be deprived of any good. 33:12. Come, children, hearken to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. 33:13. Who is the man that desireth life, who liveth to see good days? 33:14. Keep thy tongue from evil, and thy lips from speaking guile. 33:15. Turn away from evil and do good. Seek after peace and pursue it. 33:16. The eyes of the Lord are upon the just, and his ears unto their prayers. 33:17. But the countenance of the Lord is against them that do evil things, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. 33:18. The just cried, and the Lord heard them, and delivered them out of all their troubles. 33:19. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a contrite heart, and he will save the humble of spirit. 33:20. Many are the afflictions of the just, but out of them all will the Lord deliver them. 33:21. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a contrite heart, and he will save the humble of spirit. 33:22. The death of the wicked is very evil, and they that hate the just shall be guilty. 33:23. The Lord will redeem the souls of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall offend. Psalms chapter 34. Judica, Domine, no sanjes me. David, in the person of Christ, prayeth against his persecutors, prophetically foreshewing the punishments that shall fall upon them. 34:1. For David himself. Judge thou, O Lord, them that wrong me. Overthrow them that fight against me. 34:2. Take hold of arms and shield, and rise up to help me. 34:3. Bring out the sword, and shut up the way against them that persecute me. Say to my soul, I am thy salvation. 34:4. Let them be confounded and ashamed that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and be confounded that devise evil against me. 34:5. Let them become as dust before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord straighten them. 34:6. Let their way become dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord pursue them. 34:7. For without cause they have hidden their net for me unto destruction. Without cause they have upbraided my soul. 34:8. Let the snare which he knoweth not come upon him, and let the net which he hath hidden catch him, and into that very snare let them fall. 34:9. But my soul shall rejoice in the Lord, and shall be delighted in his salvation. 34:10. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like to thee, who deliverest the poor from the hand of them that are stronger than he, the needy and the poor from them that strip him. 34:11. Unjust witnesses rising up have asked me things I knew not. 34:12. They repaid me evil for good, to the depriving me of my soul. 34:13. But as for me, when they were troublesome to me, I was clothed with hair cloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer shall be turned into my bosom. 34:14. As a neighbor and as an own brother, so did I please. As one mourning and sorrowful, so was I humbled. 34:15. But they rejoiced against me, and came together. Scourges were gathered together upon me, and I knew not. 34:16. They were separated, and repented not. They tempted me, they scoffed at me with scorn. They gnashed upon me with their teeth. 34:17. Lord, when wilt thou look upon me? Rescue thou my soul from their malice, my only one from the lions. 34:18. I will give thanks to thee in a great church, I will praise thee in a strong people. 34:19. Let not them that are my enemies wrongfully rejoice over me, who have hated me without cause, and wink with the eyes. 34:20. For they spoke indeed peaceably to me, and speaking in the anger of the earth they devised guile. 34:21. And they opened their mouth wide against me. They said, Well done, well done, our eyes have seen it. 34:22. Thou hast seen, O Lord, be not thou silent. O Lord, depart not from me. 34:23. Arise, and be attentive to my judgment, to my cause, my God, and my Lord. 34:24. Judge me, O Lord my God, according to thy justice, and let them not rejoice over me. 34:25. Let them not say in their hearts, it is well, to our mind. Neither let them say, we have swallowed him up. 34:26. Let them blush, and be ashamed together, who rejoice at my evils. Let them be clothed with confusion and shame, who speak great things against me. 34:27. Let them rejoice and be glad, who are well pleased with my justice, and let them say always, The Lord be magnified, who delights in the peace of his servant. 34:28. And my tongue shall meditate thy justice, thy praise all the day long. Psalms chapter 35. Dixit and justice, the malice of sinners, and the goodness of God. 35:1. Unto the end, for the servant of God, David himself. 35:2. The unjust hath said within himself, that he would sin. There is no fear of God before his eyes. 35:3. For in his sight he hath done deceitfully, that his iniquity may be found unto hatred. Unto hatred. That is, hateful to God. 35:4. The words of his mouth are iniquity and guile. He would not understand that he might do well. 35:5. He hath devised iniquity on his bed. He hath set himself on every way that is not good. But evil he hath not hated. 35:6. O Lord, thy mercy is in heaven, and thy truth reacheth even to the clouds. 35:7. Thy justice is as the mountains of God, thy judgments are a great deep. Man and beasts thou wilt preserve, O Lord. 35:8. O how hast thou multiplied thy mercy, O God! But the children of men shall put their trust under the covert of thy wings. 35:9. They shall be inebriated with the plenty of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the torrent of thy pleasure. 35:10. For with thee is the fountain of life, and in thy light we shall see light. 35:11. Extend thy mercy to them that know thee, and thy justice to them that are right in heart. 35:12. Let not the foot of pride come to me, and let not the hand of the sinner move me. 35:13. There the workers of iniquity are fallen. They are cast out, and could not stand. Psalms chapter 36. Noli emular. An exhortation to despise this world, and the short prosperity of the wicked, and to trust in providence. 36:1. Be not emulous of evildoers, nor envy them that work iniquity. 36:2. For they shall shortly wither away as grass, and as the green herbs shall quickly fall. 36:3. Trust in the Lord, and do good, and dwell in the land, and thou shalt be fed with its riches. 36:4. Delight in the Lord, and he will give thee the request of thy heart. 36:5. Commit thy way to the Lord, and trust in him, and he will do it. 36:6. And he will bring forth thy justice as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. 36:7. Be subject to the Lord and pray to him. Envy not the man who prospereth in his way, the man who doth unjust things. 36:8. Cease from anger, and leave rage. Have no emulation to do evil. 36:9. For evildoers shall be cut off. But they that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the land. 36:10. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. And thou shalt seek his place, and shalt not find it. 36:11. But the meek shall inherit the land, and shall delight in abundance of peace. 36:12. The sinner shall watch the just man, and shall gnash upon him with his teeth. 36:13. But the Lord shall laugh at him, for he foreseeth that his day shall come. 36:14. The wicked have drawn out the sword, they have bent their bow, to cast down the poor and needy, to kill the upright of heart. 36:15. Let their sword enter into their own hearts, and let their bow be broken. 36:16. Better is a little to the just than the great riches of the wicked. 36:17. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken in pieces, but the Lord strengtheneth the just. 36:18. The Lord knoweth the days of the undefiled, and their inheritance shall be forever. 36:19. They shall not be confounded in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be filled. 36:20. Because the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord, presently after they shall be honored and exalted, shall come to nothing and vanish like smoke. 36:21. The sinner shall borrow, and not pay again, but the just sheweth mercy and shall give. 36:22. For such as bless him shall inherit the land, but such as curse him shall perish. 36:23. With the Lord shall the steps of a man be directed, and he shall like well his way. 36:24. When he shall fall he shall not be bruised, for the Lord putteth his hand under him. 36:25. I have been young and now am old, and I have not seen the just forsaken, nor his seed seeking bread. 36:26. He sheweth mercy, and lendeth all the day long, and his seed shall be in blessing. 36:27. Decline from evil and do good, and dwell forever and ever. 36:28. For the Lord loveth judgment, and will not forsake his saints. They shall be preserved forever. The unjust shall be punished, and the seed of the wicked shall perish. 36:29. But the just shall inherit the land, and shall dwell therein forevermore. 36:30. The mouth of the just shall meditate wisdom, and his tongue shall speak judgment. 36:31. The law of his God is in his heart, and his steps shall not be supplanted. 36:32. The wicked watcheth the just man, and seeketh to put him to death. 36:33. But the Lord will not leave him in his hands, nor condemn him when he shall be judged. 36:34. Expect the Lord and keep his way, and he will exalt thee to inherit the land. When the sinners shall perish thou shalt see. 36:35. I have seen the wicked highly exalted, and lifted up like the cedars of Libanus. 36:36. And I passed by, and lo, he was not. And I sought him and his place was not found. 36:37. Keep innocence, and behold justice, for there are remnants for the peaceable man. 36:38. But the unjust shall be destroyed together, the remnants of the wicked shall perish. 36:39. But the salvation of the just is from the Lord, and he is their protector in the time of trouble. 36:40. And the Lord will help them and deliver them, and he will rescue them from the wicked, and save them because they have hoped in him. Psalms chapter 37. Domine, non inferiore. A prayer of a penitent for the remission of his sins. The third penitential psalm. 37:1. A psalm for David, for a remembrance of the Sabbath. For a remembrance, viz., of our miseries and sins, and to be sung on the Sabbath day. 37:2. Rebuke me not, O Lord, in thy indignation, nor chastise me in thy wrath. 37:3. For thy arrows are fastened in me, and thy hand hath been strong upon me. 37:4. There is no health in my flesh, because of thy wrath. There is no peace for my bones, because of my sins. 37:5. For my iniquities are gone over my head, and as a heavy burden are become heavy upon me. 37:6. My sores are putrefied and corrupted, because of my foolishness. 37:7. I am become miserable, and am bowed down even to the end. I walked sorrowful all the day long. 37:8. For my loins are filled with illusions, and there is no health in my flesh. 37:9. I am afflicted and humbled exceedingly. I roared with the groaning of my heart. 37:10. Lord, all my desire is before thee, and my groaning is not hidden from thee. 37:11. My heart is troubled, my strength hath left me, and the light of my eyes itself is not with me. 37:12. My friends and my neighbors have drawn near, and stood against me, and they that were near me stood afar off. 37:13. And they that sought my soul used violence, and they that sought evils to me spoke vain things, and studied deceits all the day long. 37:14. But I, as a deaf man, heard not, and as a dumb man not opening his mouth. 37:15. and I became as a man that heareth not, and that hath no reproofs in his mouth. 37:16. For in thee, O Lord, have I hoped. Thou wilt hear me, O Lord my God. 37:17. For I said, lest at any time my enemies rejoice over me, and whilst my feet are moved, they speak great things against me. 37:18. For I am ready for scourges, and my sorrow is continually before me. 37:19. For I will declare my iniquity, and I will think for my sin. 37:20. But my enemies live, and are stronger than I, and they that hate me wrongfully are multiplied. 37:21. They that render evil for good, have detracted me, because I followed goodness. 37:22. Forsake me not, O Lord my God, do not thou depart from me. 37:23. Attend unto my help, O Lord, the God of my salvation. Psalms chapter 38. Dixi custodium. A just man's peace and patient in his sufferings, considering the vanity of the world, and the providence of God. 38:1. Unto the end, for it in himself, a canticle of David. 38:2. I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I have set a guard to my mouth, when the sinner stood against me. 38:3. I was dumb, and was humbled, and kept silence from good things, and my sorrow was renewed. 38:4. My heart grew hot within me, and in my meditation a fire shall flame out. 38:5. I spoke with my tongue, O Lord, make me know my end, and what is the number of my days, that I may know what is wanting to me. 38:6. Behold, thou hast made my days measurable, and my substance is as nothing before thee. And indeed all things are vanity, every man living. 38:7. Surely man passeth as an image, yea, and he is disquieted in vain. He storeth up, and he knoweth not for whom he shall gather these things. 38:8. And now what is my hope? Is it not the Lord? And my substance is with thee. 38:9. Deliver thou me from all my iniquities. Thou hast made me a reproach to the fool. 38:10. I was dumb, and I opened not my mouth, because thou hast done it. 38:11. Remove thy scourges from me. The strength of thy hand hath made me faint in rebukes. 38:12. Thou hast corrected man for iniquity, and thou hast made his soul to waste away like a spider. Surely in vain is any man disquieted. 38:13. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and my supplication. Give ear to my tears. Be no silent, for I am a stranger with thee, and a sojourner as all my fathers were. 38:14. O forgive me, that I may be refreshed, before I go hence, and be no more. Psalms chapter 39. Expectans expectavi. Christ coming, and redeeming mankind. 39:1. Unto the end, a psalm for David himself. 39:2. With expectation I have waited for the Lord, and he was attentive to me. 39:3. And he heard my prayers, and brought me out of the pit of misery and the mire of dregs. And he set my feet upon a rock, and directed my steps. 39:4. And he put a new canticle into my mouth, a song to our God. Many shall see, and shall fear, and they shall hope in the Lord. 39:5. Blessed is the man whose trust is in the name of the Lord, and who hath not had regard to vanities, and lying follies. 39:6. Thou hast multiplied thy wonderful works, O Lord my God, and in thy thoughts there is no one like to thee. I have declared and I have spoken, they are multiplied above number. 39:7. Sacrifice and oblation thou didst not desire, but thou hast pierced ears for me. Burnt offering and sin offering thou didst not require. 39:8. Then said I, behold I come, in the head of the book it is written of me. 39:9. That I should do thy will, O my God, I have desired it, and thy law in the midst of my heart. 39:10. I have declared thy justice in a great church, lo, I will not restrain my lips. O Lord, thou knowest it. 39:11. I have not hid thy justice within my heart. I have declared thy truth and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy mercy and thy truth from a great council. 39:12. Withhold not thou, O Lord, thy tender mercies from me. Thy mercy and thy truth have always upheld me. 39:13. For evils without number have surrounded me. My iniquities have overtaken me, and I was not able to see. They are multiplied above the hairs of my head, and my heart hath forsaken me. My iniquities, that is, the sins of all mankind, which I have taken upon me. 39:14. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. Look down, O Lord, to help me. 39:15. Let them be confounded and ashamed together, that seek after my soul to take it away. Let them be turned backward and be ashamed that desire evils to me. 39:16. Let them immediately bear their confusion, that say to me, "Tis well, tis well, tis well." The Hebrew here is an interjection of insult and derision, like the verb. Matt 27:49. 39:17. Let all that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. And let such as love thy salvation say always, "The Lord be magnified." 39:18. But I am a beggar and poor. The Lord is careful for me. Thou art my helper and my protector. O my God, be not slack. Psalms 40. Be disquieteligit. The happiness of him that shall believe in Christ, notwithstanding the humility and poverty in which he shall come. The malice of his enemies, especially of the traitor Judas. 40:1. Unto the end, a psalm for David himself. 40:2. Blessed is he that understandeth concerning the needy and the poor. The Lord will deliver him in the evil day. 40:3. The Lord preserve him and give him life, and make him blessed upon the earth, and deliver him not up to the will of his enemies. 40:4. The Lord help him on his bed of sorrow. Thou hast turned all his couch in his sickness. 40:5. I said, O Lord, be thou merciful to me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee. 40:6. My enemies have spoken evils against me. When shall he die and his name perish? 40:7. And if he came in to see me, he spoke vain things. His heart gathered together iniquity to itself. He went out and spoke to the same purpose. 40:8. All my enemies whisper together against me. They devise evils to me. 40:9. They determined against me an unjust word. Shall he that sleepeth rise again no more? 40:10. For even the man of my peace, in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, hath greatly supplanted me. 40:11. But thou, O Lord, have mercy on me, and raise my up again, and I will requite them. 40:12. By this I know, that thou hast had a good will for me, because my enemy shall not rejoice over me. 40:13. But thou hast upheld me by reason of my innocence, and hast established me in thy sight forever. 40:14. Blessed be the Lord the God of Israel from eternity to eternity. So be it. So be it.